The Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Now large crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and said to them, "Whoever comes to me and does not hate father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even life itself, cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry the cross and follow me, cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not first sit down and estimate the cost, to see whether he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it will begin to ridicule him, saying, 'This fellow began to build and was not able to finish.' Or what king, going out to wage war against another king, will not sit down first and consider whether he is able with 10,000 to oppose the one who comes against him with 20,000? If he cannot, then while the other is still far away, he sends a delegation and asks for the terms of peace. So therefore, none of you can become my disciple if you do not give up all of your possessions." The Gospel of our Lord. Praise be to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Well, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ on this beautiful, beautiful fall Sunday that I'm excited to be here with you on. We are a people who understand costs and consequences, aren't we? We just get it. It seems to almost be ingrained in our culture. I got it when I was a little kid. When I was young, my parents laid out the rules of the home very easily for me. They said, you do these things will happen. You don't do these other things will happen. I got it when I was a kid. So much so that when I was out with my friends, and I didn't really want to come home right away, I remember thinking to myself, if I stay out, this will be my consequence. Am I okay with that consequence to stay out with my friends? And often choosing to stay out with my friends, and then come home and receive my consequence. Because I knew it was coming. We understand that life is like that. When you choose something, other things flow from that choice. If you choose to be a doctor or a professor or a teacher, you know that there's a road, a path that opens before you to help you become that, to enter into that profession, enter into that aspect of your life, and things flow from that. Doors open and doors close. Things happen because of your choices, because of the consequences of what you've chosen to do. I think we all get that. The early Christians got that incredibly well, because following Christ comes with consequences, comes with choices, comes with things that flow out in your life. In the early church, that was well known by those early disciples of Christ. That phrase they often said, that Christ is Lord, was treason in the Roman Empire. They could be jailed or even executed for uttering it. They understood that there were consequences for following Christ. They understood that relationships would change. Like following Christ, you might not be following your business partner or those other people in your business, as choosing to follow the way God would have you lead sometimes means saying no to some of the other ways that you would want to go. Those early Christians got that intimately well, because it was ingrained in their lives, in every aspect of their lives, that as they forsaken and walked away from the traditions of their peoples and their communities to follow after Christ, they realized there was a pressure there, a difficulty there. There was a cost to following Jesus. On occasion, I hear some of our contemporary Christians talk about how hard it is when someone looks at you weird for praying over your meal. Or those strange looks that you get when sitting down at a table to talk with somebody that you disagree with to try to understand who they are. But yet, those are ways we follow Christ. As if, for many modern-day Christians, we think that Christianity is just a given. That's just kind of how it is. It's not hard to follow Jesus because everybody's doing it. But it is. It is hard to follow Christ with integrity. It's hard to follow him as he calls us to follow. As we lean into the way that Jesus calls us, we see doors open and doors close in our lives. Relationships flourish and relationships fall apart. And just like our own consequences, our own choices in life, there are known consequences and unknown consequences. When I moved to Michigan, I had to get a new driver's license and new license plates. I understood all that. I didn't know I had to pick a blue team or a green team. I did not know that. I also did not know that that red team just south of here is apparently the most vile enemy on the face of the planet. I learned that when I suggested we go to Ohio on a mission trip. And the kids were like, no, we cannot go to Ohio. I like Ohio. It's a nice place. It really is. There are also, you know, known costs of being a parent, but there are also unknown things. Like there was a study that came out recently that I wish I would have known before I was a parent, that as a parent, you do not experience a full night of sleep until 6 years after your child was born. Yeah, no, I did not know that. But there are known and unknown repercussions and consequences to our decisions, just like there are known and unknown repercussions for following Jesus. The nice thing is, though, God is very upfront with what those costs are to following God. Throughout the entirety of Scripture, throughout the entirety of the Christian experience, we've understood that God has a call on our lives and God wants to be first. Just look at those Ten Commandments, those Ten Identity Statements given to those newly freed slaves in the wilderness when they gathered around that mountain. They were given an identity of how the people that they were going to be, how they were going to interact with each other. And the first one was to put God first. Nothing else. But God comes above all things. And that's hard. And later in that list, it talks about not wanting other people's stuff as your own. To help us understand that we are people that look at the things God has given us and are thankful for them. And not envious of the things that others have been given. But to then in turn look and say, the things that God has given me, how can I use those things for the sake of those who do not have them? God has laid out what it costs to follow God. And it's not easy. It's hard. To walk in a world that so often tells us we need to take everything we can and objectify and dominate the other for the sake of ourselves, to in turn say, how can I be the servant, the slave of my neighbor, particularly the neighbor I really don't like, and the neighbor I would rather not welcome to the dinner table. How does God change me so I can begin to welcome that person to the table? Because that's the life God calls us to. That's the life Christ entreats us and invites us to follow in. A life that is changed and transformed by leaning into the calling of the Spirit on our own lives and following that path as it leads us in hard, difficult ways. Learning to love as God loves. Learning to see as God sees, not as we want to see. And learning to walk that path that is hard, filled with so many difficulties. Today we celebrate as so many of our young people begin again our faith formation gatherings in Sunday school and confirmation and youth group, as our young people begin to understand that walk, that transformational life. And we're open and honest and frank that it's not easy, but it's good. It's worthwhile. It's amazing because as we follow that path Christ has laid out before us, our lives are changed. And there's unexpected joy and unexpected love. And we begin to understand at a deeper level this beauty of unexpected grace that we do not receive and do not earn, that we can receive at any moment. These unexpected, wonderful things that make the life and the journey worth it. Yes, it is hard, but it is amazing to follow after Christ in the way Christ calls us to live, not just for our own sake, but for the sake of the world. And as we enter more and more into that, we see how our lives are changed in ways we had no idea to expect. No clue what was coming for us. But it sparks that fire of life in you as we become the people that God has called us and God has made us to be. Yes, following Christ is hard, but the beauty is you don't have to do it alone. We're in it together, all of us. as we try our very best to walk the path God has for us and to go through the doors that God would open that we might not want to open, as God forms us into the people that God would have us be. And when it's hard and when it's difficult and you feel all alone, remember that Christ too suffered for you. He bore the cost of His choices to love you so much, to open that path for you. He's with you in the midst of your struggle, in the midst of the difficulty, right there with you, letting know that you can keep going, because it's amazing. And you might not be able to see or understand or comprehend what might be ahead of you, but something is wonderful as we learn to turn ourselves into the people that God would have us be, as we follow the path that Christ has for us, as we choose God's way, as we choose life. Friends, will you pray with me? Dearest Lord Jesus, Father God, Spirit, help us to follow Your way, regardless of the obstacles and the difficulties. Help us to say yes to Your leading. Continue to form us into the people You would have us be. And when that is hard, remind us that we are not alone. You are always with us every step of the way. In Your name we pray. Amen. Let us continue in song, my friend.